I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Reports are starting to surface about a widespread, significant decrease in the number of patients across the U.S. who have been seeking evaluation and treatment for possible stroke during the pandemic. To talk about this scenario, as well as signs and symptoms of stroke, is Dr. Christine Homestead. She is a professor of neurology and director of clinical stroke services at MUSC. Dr. Homestead, tell us more about what's been going on related to a decrease in patients seeking possible stroke treatment.
So across South Carolina and nationally, we've seen an approximately 30% reduction in patients presenting with acute stroke symptoms to the emergency department. This is very concerning to neurologists, as we fear that patients are staying home with stroke-like symptoms and not receiving the emergent care that they need.
And is the idea that many people have been reluctant to seek care for possible stroke symptoms because they've been staying home, and in general, people are quite concerned about being exposed to COVID-19?
That is what we believe. We're not entirely sure why patients aren't presenting to the emergency department, but our concern is that they fear for their health and safety if they do. What we would like people to know is that you're safe at the hospital, that many hospitals have processes in place to protect your health and safety and to keep you separated from patients that do have COVID.
From your vantage point, Dr. Homestead, why is this potentially concerning to professionals?
This is very concerning because stroke treatments are very time sensitive, so patients need to present as soon as symptoms start in order for them to receive acute stroke treatments. So they may be missing the opportunity to get treated for acute stroke and may end up with more disability.
And that could be more long-term disability.
Absolutely could be more long-term disability, and in some cases even could end up with complications and death.
And what are some of the possible signs and symptoms of a stroke?
Signs and symptoms of a stroke consist of abrupt onset of difficulty with balance, abrupt onset of difficulty with vision, either loss of vision in one eye or loss of vision in half the world. Patients can have weakness of the face, arm, or leg. Patients can have acute onset of numbness of one side of their body. They can have difficulty with speech, which may be slurred speech or difficulty understanding speech. The most important thing for people to remember if they experience these symptoms or witness these symptoms is to call 911 immediately to be evaluated in the emergency department.
And is it important to seek treatment even if these exact symptoms you're just describing might only last a relatively short time?
That's absolutely correct. Those symptoms that are very brief could be consistent with what we call a transient ischemic attack, or a TIA.
And why is it important that people get treatment even for that more minor type of stroke?
Patients that have TIA are at high risk for a stroke, and being evaluated in the emergency department or seen by a neurologist affords us the opportunity to start prevention medications early.
Dr. Homestead, what can we do just in general to try to prevent stroke as individuals?
One of the best things that people can do is to establish care with a primary care physician so that they can be screened for their vascular risk factors, which would include elevated blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, to work with their physicians to stop smoking or using tobacco products, and to discuss starting an exercise regimen such as walking several times a week.
Dr. Homestead, thanks for providing this information about stroke.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.